The city of Monroe is setting its sights on a new arena. On Tuesday, KEDM's Policy in a Pint looks at the prospect of a new venue. To share more on the proposal as part of our guest panel is Mayor Jamie Mayo. Mayor, appreciate your taking time to join us on the panel and share some thoughts about the topic.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Bob, to be with you.
What makes this the right time for the city to pursue a new arena?
Well, first of all, let me say this, that I'm very excited about it. And Bob, in talking to the public and many folks out there, they appear to be very excited about it as well. If all of you know that the current arena was built around the 1960s here at the Monroe Civic Center, so that's been some time since we've had one built. And at that particular time, it was very, very nice and state of the art at that particular time. But when you fast forward many years from that time, you see that it's outdated, somewhat antiquated, even though we're getting still a lot of mileage out of it in terms of the number of events. And so, quite frankly, it's time to move on. And so when you consider the fact that at one time we had all these major entertainers to come through the city of Monroe, and now they're bypassing us. They're going to CenturyLink in Bossier City. They're going to Dallas. They're going to Atlanta, Birmingham, and all those places. And to the north, they're going to Little Rock. So we're just simply trying to be competitive with these particular cities. But in addition to that, we're trying to create a larger venue such that we can see some of these larger entertainment acts.
A feasibility study listed several proposals for a new arena. Which would you consider to be the most prospective site?
Well, there are 9 proposed sites that the feasibility study came up with. And, of course, we ranked them. I asked them to rank them according to the sites that they thought that would stimulate other business in addition to the arena itself. And, of course, 3 of the sites were in the downtown area. And, of course, the fourth and fifth site, they're along the I-20 corridor. Then you have 2 sites in the industrial park, which is close to the airport, and then the other site would be at the university. Now, the number one ranking site, according to what we had given them, was the downtown site, which is close to the Ouachita River. Now, I like the site downtown. It's very good. However, I want to say that the bottom line is the cost to construct it and everything else that goes along with it would be a consideration. So as I speak to you today, even though that was one of the top 3 sites, at the end of the day, it could be the number 8 or number 7 site that we decide on, because we have to consider a lot of different variables in making that determination as to where it's going to be built, because you got to consider utilities, land acquisition, demolition costs possibly, and a number of other things that come into fruition.
Well, certainly a fascinating topic. A lot of possibilities at this time. So hopefully, Mr. Mayor, we'll get more great conversation coming up Tuesday in our Policy in a Pint event. Looking forward to your participation as we gather together in a casual conversation talking about looking at a new arena for the city of Monroe. Mayor Mayo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure.